The state of Washington may end mandatory sentencing for juvenile offenders. HB 1324 hopes to remedy the harm of the racist super predator myth, which has lengthened the sentences for mostly Indigenous and Black youth. Both chambers of the legislature passed a juvenile justice reform bill this session that prevents convictions under age 18 from being automatically counted in adult court, despite pushback from the Washington Association of Prosecuting Attorneys. HB 1324 was co-sponsored by Representative Deborah Lekanoff, the only Native American woman in the legislature, who submitted a letter from several tribes around the state asking House Speaker Lori Jenkins, a Democrat from Tacoma, to support the bill because Native people are the most disproportionately impacted by the practice of mandatory sentence enhancements using juvenile judgments. The National Indigenous Women's Resource Center, or NIWRC, declares May 1st through May 7th, 2023, a National Week of Action for Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women to call the nation and the world to action. Advocates can take action by participating in daily virtual events, exploring the NIWRC list of resources, and or organizing additional actions in local communities on and around May 5th, a National Day of Awareness for Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women. Those are your headlines at this hour. I'm Colette Keith in the KIPI News Center.